We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks back in Chicago at the Chase Bank Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, where you can find a link at our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. Right now, though, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Faith, in the interest of runner safety, the Baltimore Marathon has banned spectators from doing what at this weekend's race?
Cheering runners on by flashing them.
Close?
First of all, speaking as somebody who has run a few marathons,
that would be
awesome. But no, they want to keep runners from sprinting too early.
They don't want the runners sprinting too soon, so they don't want them to play music that's really inspiring.
No,
no,
that's
they
not
don't
it.
Want them to cheer and clap and say go, go, go.
They don't want them to say something specific.
Oh, like tell them how far along they are
specifically,
on their route. Like
you encourage them. You are allowed to say this only, and this is true, in the last 300 feet.
You're
of
almost
the 20,
there.
Exactly. At the Baltimore Marathon this weekend, spectators are asked not to yell or say, "You're almost there," unless the runners are almost there. At all the big marathons, and I've experienced this, thousands of spectators line the streets supporting the runners, and we love this, they support the runners by shouting obvious lies at them. They yell things like, "Almost there," when you've got 10 miles to go. They yell, "Looking good." Because the truth, dear God, seek medical attention now, is not encouraging.
You know, I think it goes against what we're so used. You know, if you're in a good relationship, you're so used to saying to your partner, "Hey, looking good. You're almost there." That you don't want to stop saying that to encourage people.
Yes,
it just comes naturally. To me.
Is that why, Faith, you're often by the side of Marathon shouting, "A little more to the left"?